This is a production of Cornell University.
March 1st, GPSA meeting 2010.
I'd like to ask you all if you want to move forward. We have a parent set up
So, or for anyone actually. So, don't be shy. It's probably better if you come up a little bit closer. So, come on up.
I'll give you a chance to get more food.
I said the quarter to start. Let's
start. Okay, great. Can you hear me back there? Yes? Okay, good.
I'm hungry.
Okay, so thank you all for coming out today. As you know, we've sort of set this up to be a town hall. So to have more discussion, to get some feedback about different issues that you feel that, you know, we need to talk about as part of the graduate community. And I'm trying to make it so that these meetings, so that we have more time to socialize before the meeting starts. So I hope that you guys are enjoying the food and, you know, the company. Just to point out, the yellow bins at the back are compost bins. So you shouldn't throw all of your trash there, just the utensils that say compostable and the plates that say compostable. So for example, you know, the mustard packets, those will go in regular trash and the trash bins at the back of the room. Can everybody hear me? Great, okay. So just, so just take note of that the yellow bins are for composting. We've launched that today and we hope to continue this. As part of the GPSA meetings, and that was thanks to the great work of Amy at the Office of Assemblies and Billy Gould. I'm not sure how you pronounce your last name. Gould, is it? Yes, she's our new compost coordinator. So, yeah. I'm not sure who. I have a list of people who are attending, but I'd like everybody to welcome or special attendance to sort of say that you're here. Okay, as y'all know, my name is Erica Gutierrez, and I'm the vice president. I'm not sure where is. Brian's going to be a little bit late. I don't know where Nighthawk is, but he's over there. And does anyone else want to just sort of introduce themselves? I have a list of attendance. I think we have Professor Edward Lawler, Professor Kent Fuchs, Dean Kent Hubble. And Dean Allison Power. I'm not sure if everyone's actually here, but anyway, we'd like to welcome them all here.
Erica, if I could introduce Ned Lamont is here as a representative of the Employee Assembly, so it's his first time here, and he's liaising with us.
Great, thank you. Is it anybody else's first time here? Any new reps that are here today for the first time? Any new? Okay, can you go ahead and just introduce yourself? Just your name and your field and a little bit, a sentence or two. Thank you. Okay, great.
John Martin, Land Reading Center.
Okay, great. Well, it's great to see you all here today. And I don't know if any of the voting members want to go ahead and introduce themselves because, I mean, you know, for the first time since we're all here. If any...
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Walsh. I'm one of the two. I'm the graduate student lecture trustee. I'm looking at our undergraduate student trustee, because I'm going to be joining us very shortly as well. So we're the representative of the Cornell Superintendent Governing Body.
Yeah.
I'm at large representative, but I'm also from the field of genetic development. So thank you for coming.
Chris Clark, Social Science with Communication.
Hi, I'm the representing my life science and the genetic research.
Hi, I'm Sarah, I'm a
I'm Chris. I'm from Theoretical Applied Mechanics.
I'm Ben Hefner. I'm a physical sciences rep, and I'm also from the field of biological and environmental engineering.
Okay, great. So just to go over the agenda very quickly, we'll have several updates, first from the executive committee, and then from a representative from Slope Day, Travis Chapin, and from three of the committees. And then we will go over a new resolution that's being proposed by Chris Clark. And then we will start the town hall. And as for the structure of the town hall, I think Preston might be able to tell you a little bit more about that. But he's described it as sort of loosely structured. So basically, we're going to break out into groups and have brainstorming. And I hope that all of you got that sheet that was up at the front. Did everyone get that? There's a sheet that you should have. And if not, we'll pass it out later.
Okay. I request that, like, the chairs move forward a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So if you, I mean, yeah, can you guys just come up a little bit further up? Because I do feel like you're really far back.
Can you shift it, like, 7 steps forward? We'll pretend it's, like, a preschool activity or something. You know,
thank you. Sorry to make you guys move. I mean, the reason why the chairs were backwards was because it's a fire hazard, apparently, but... I think that door's actually locked because of the snow, so...
So much better, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, if folks want to, like, come around or on that side or anything, too, there's some people that are pretty far away.
Okay, this is already much better. Thank you, guys. Okay, so just starting off with updates. Nighthawks, do you have any updates?
I do. I have one update, but I'm going to defer to Kenny and Stephen.
Great.
Hi. So last week we had the first group working meeting to discuss the role of the GPSA field rep in the GPSA class. We want to talk about it. And one of the things specifically we wanted to talk about was, are we utilizing the field rep to the best of our ability to enhance the GPSA governing body? So four non-voting members, myself, Stephen, Nicole, and Evan. We also felt that the field rep, we wanted to do more from the GPSA, but we weren't really sure how, and if we had, you know, didn't how to go about it. But we came up with six ideas we thought were worth considering and we wanted to discuss with you that we think will enhance the cohesiveness and the strength of the GPSA body. So the first thing that we all agreed on is how to identify what the field rep really does. So we thought it would be helpful to have a brochure that, you know, you field rep get to basically. You're a GPSA rep, now what? It's just instructions and suggestions about what our responsibilities are. Furthermore, we wanted to have the GPSA. Oh, I hope you all got that report. I'll give it to you. So the other thing that probably would be helpful for you too, basically expose us to the community at large. So maybe take 5 to 10 minutes at the TGIF, at the Big Red Barn, and make general announcements so that the community knows what kind of issues the field represents and the GPSA as a whole are working on. The other thing that we thought felt is that field reps also get involved, and we feel that sometimes
there weren't enough space on the committee for us to get involved. Perhaps consider having an opening available to any new field that comes in to see what the problem is.
Thanks. So communication on all levels of the student government was kind of a problem kind of identified. So on one hand, we have field reps communicating with constituents, which are the people who need to serve the field. And some people are complaining that it's not really clear how we should do that. So one of those little things is just having to buy from having a lot of communicators. We can really shoot out a quick email and call your constituents. On the other level, each voting member is sort of assigned to a different field. But for the most part, we don't really hear from the voting members to actively trying to engage and field representatives. Like, we think it really do have to measure that there may be a regular schedule meeting between voting members and the first field that they represent to sort of create more interaction. And then finally, biggest thing we talked about was potentially giving a field representative a little bit of voting power in the GPSA government. Obviously, there's a lot of details to work out here, and we haven't really had any concrete ideas, but we think this would improve the participation of the field representatives and give them some power and responsibility to also increase the attention of field representatives over the years. So if you have any thoughts on any of these issues, and meeting every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. at Mann Library, anyone is welcome to come join us for the discussion. Thank you.
Thanks, Owen.
Great, thank you. Okay, so, and again, this is something that you can also feel free to discuss in the breakout groups later on. As far as my updates, I already talked about composting. We will try and continue doing this at every meeting, and please make sure to just put compost in the yellow bins. Also, I've made a few updates to the website. This is especially for GPSA, for the reps, as you think about whether or not you're going to serve next year, and if you're thinking of possibly trying to find a replacement, this website will be a place that's kind of like a fact place where you can just go and see what GPSA reps do now. I was actually pretty surprised that we didn't have something that simple up on the website before, but hopefully we'll get some more information about just each of our roles in the GPSA up on the website. And there's a snapshot of that. I'm not sure. Yeah, there it is. And the logo beside that, that's what we're going to be using on reusable mugs. That will probably be launched before or after spring break. We just need to place the orders, so look out for those as well. And proceeds from that will go to Haiti as well as to some possible sustainability funding. Okay, and my last update for today, actually, yeah, that's all for now. Let's see. Okay, Brian.
So I have two announcements, three actually. First one is, I'm sorry I was late, and for those of you that don't know me, because I didn't introduce myself, my name is Brian Forster, I'm the Vice President of Operations for the GPSA. I have a few of the letters that we submitted to the Provost back in December regarding the task force report, so if anyone's interested in that, they'll be up here later for you to take. There's only a few copies here. Second, at the last GPSA voting meeting, we voted on Resolution R8, which was GPSA's approval of a proposal to rejuvenate the Big Red Barn. That was written by Mitzi Show, who is an assistant manager for the barn. That was also printed in the Daily Sun, and part of that proposal is what Creston will be talking about tonight when he talks about the Big Red Barn and the GCI. So the administration has received that resolution, and they're currently meeting with facilities to look at that proposal. Second thing is there was a second resolution at the last GPSA meeting, R7, which asked for a change in the charter regarding a seat on the advisory body for a student who is from the Geneva Experimental Station. Unfortunately, that resolution did not pass, did not meet a two-thirds vote, and there was some question as to when should charter changes be made. So because of that, I've written a letter that I'm going to ask the GPSA to approve at the next voting meeting, asking that next year when the charter is reviewed, that they look at a seat on the advisory body for a Geneva student, and also ask the question, when is charter changes appropriate? And that's it for me.
Okay, and we have an update from the Slope Day Programming Planning Board. Travis?
I'm Travis.
Great, thank you. Great, thank you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and keep the committee updates where they are. Sreech, do you have any updates for the events committee?
I got a few updates. Next Friday, March 12th, will be grad day at Jonathan. Grad day is $3. And later on, either in the community or the country, we'll be having grad day.
Okay. And then we have, I think, an update from the Appropriations Committee from Dave Walden.
So the update is we have the website for the volunteers pretty much there. Thank you, Mr. Forrester. Is that right there?
Mm-hmm. So it's not public yet.
It's not public yet. You know, it's going on.
That is the blog master. Whenever he wants.
Whenever you guys want.
Okay, so that's coming soon. They just give us a lot of information about the volunteers. And I'm talking about providing them some sort of stuff and providing them time to get there. So take a look if you have any feedback. Email me and have a report with them. Like, in addition to that, there should be other changes. The budget changes coming from the list part. Point of those is on my life funding
Thanks. Okay, so that's great news because that was a major issue at the beginning of the semester, and it's just great that now we have that information up so that it's completely visible and accessible to people. I just have a brief announcement. We're meeting for the Ad Hoc Sustainability this Friday. I'm really looking for more people to get involved. I will be graduating in the spring, and this committee is still ad hoc, so it's not, you know, it doesn't have permanent status. So if anyone is interested in really sort of engaging with that and moving forward with that topic, there's room for a lot of creativity and a lot of enthusiasm. So if you're interested in that, please come to our meeting this Friday from 1 to 3 at Sibley Hall. And that's all. Okay. Briefly,
Madam Chairman,
yes.
Seeing that there are many individuals here who I think are here primarily for the town hall meeting, if it's all right with my distinguished colleague, Representative Clark, I would like to propose that we move Representative Clark's discussion of Resolution 12 to the end of the meeting.
Okay. Is that fine with you?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, so we will move that to the end of the meeting, item 6. And so we'll get started with town hall now. So, Preston's going to basically take the reins from here, I believe, and the advocacy committee. So.
All right. My name is Preston Mansfield, and I am the current acting student advocacy committee chair. And we were charged at the last meeting with organizing a town hall, which is also within the bylaws of the GPSA charter, in order to address specifically incorporating the Graduate Community Initiative document into the strategic plan document that is being drafted currently at Cornell. And so today, me and the committee members will host kind of a very informal town hall style meeting. And we're going to start off with first running through the Graduate Community Initiative document itself and kind of summarizing the key points that the document itself brings up. So I'd like to introduce my members of the committee who are currently here. We have Krishna. What department are you from?
Theoretical Applied Mechanics.
And then also Billy, who is apparently now the, are you the sustainability star or? So yeah, we have a PowerPoint prepared, and we're going to first, this is the document that we're discussing. How many here are familiar with the Graduate Community Initiative and have had the opportunity to actually read the document? I know a lot of the administrators here present have read it pretty intensively. All right, well, that's a good thing that we're doing a brief overview. So Krishna will take off. There's four key points that we'll be discussing, and Krishna will be discussing the first point.
Hello, I'm Krishna, and I'm going to be talking about the Graduate Student Center section of the GCI. The GCI document, the proposals in the GCI document can be broadly classified into three categories, one relating to space, another is regarding dining and other facilities, and third is other suggestions. So the main part of the GCI document talks about how the barn has limited amount of multipurpose space. It proposes expansion and improvements to the barn so that it can hold about 800 people and multiple events going on simultaneously. It talks about creation of more storage space and technological improvements like TVs, projectors, and other multimedia systems. The GCI also proposes creation of other Big Red Barn like places where graduate students can meet and interact. Regarding dining, it proposes extended dining hours till midnight because most of us stay late on the campus, and the creation of a pub where graduate students and faculty can interact. Other suggestions include office space for GPSA, meeting space for graduate student groups, a reading lounge, recreation space, and something like an advancement night where graduate students and undergraduates can interact. So, to summarize the proposal, most of these are constrained by the limited amount of space in the Big Red Barn, and unless this space is expanded, most of the suggestions cannot be implemented. So, I spoke with Chris Korda of the Big Red Barn and got an overview of what has happened and what is the current state of the barn. In the past 10 years, the operations have exploded. Right now, the barn can hold about 165 people as compared to the around 60 graduate students. This is minuscule. So many people have to be turned out and stuff like that. Other campus locations, there is no good place on campus which can host about 1,000 people. And furthermore, the resources, both time and staff, people to hold these events is limited. So this combined with other location-specific issues like, say, alcohol permits, severely limits the graduate student space. There was a proposal to move the graduate student space to somewhere off campus, I think near Eastern Plaza, but this met with a lot of resistance because people thought that a small place inside in Central Campus is much better than a place in Eastern Plaza where people might not go to.
So, Krishna,
can
I go to the back here? Everything fine?
Yeah.
Krishna, could you give us one?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I thought something was a little sketchy when I was back there getting some more beverage. Thank you.
Can everybody hear me now? Okay. There are possibilities to extend or expand the space that is in the barn, and this will allow for more office space and more programming space. But as I understand, funding is a major issue to do this. And this is due to a variety of factors. I'll come to the roof part towards the end, there was a proposal of raising funds from graduate students or people or from alumnus, but as I understand, the university doesn't allow it as of now. And this is mostly because they believe that centralized collection of funds is much better and much more effective. So bits and pieces collection would work against the total amount of incoming money. The administration need not give priority to the Big Red Barn as some buildings are in more need of renovation. And as I understand, the grad school has decided to ask for money for tuition instead of renovating the barn. So this combined has enforced a funding situation. The roof is being funded by the university, so money for the renovation of the roof won't affect the barn's operation. Dining. There was recently an introduction of Big Red Bucks being accepted in the dining facilities of the barn, and though this was made so that graduate students can come and eat food there, those who have Big Red Bucks, but this introduced more problems because undergrad students started crowding the space and already that was limited. Regarding the pub, the barn right now has capacity for 5 kids. And to make a pub, you need about space for 20 kegs and there is already a space limitation. So this is not going to be possible anytime soon. Yeah. So that was update from my side.
Now we'll have Billy give a brief overview of what has transpired with career services and specifically with graduate student initiatives.
So, in addition to the Big Red Barn, the graduate community initiative also includes. All right. In addition to improvements to the Big Red Barn, the graduate community also has a large section on what types of improvements to graduate career services that we'd like to see at the graduate community. I had a chance to speak with Rebecca Sparrow, the director of career services, and she gave me an update on some of the things that they've been working on since 2007 when the GCI was initiated. But mostly listed up on the slide here, and maybe see them come back here. Basically, they started keeping track of how many graduate students actually utilized career services, and they found that between 2008 and 2009, about 31% of graduates visited the career center, and there were about 4 to 5 visits per student. They're continuing to collect that data, so we have to share it with you eventually. They formed a large graduate career services team, which has representatives from different departments across the university, and they meet every 3 weeks or so. Talk about how they can collaborate and think of workshops and other ideas that students could benefit from across their departments. They've also started publishing a graduate careers related newsletter, which has come out twice so far and has another issue in the works. There's a new graduate career, general career website, CCNet, that replaced Cornell Track. If any of you have used that in the past, we can get your input tonight on whether you think it works well with the improvements. They're also working on a large document, the Graduate Student Career Guide, which people will be able to refer to throughout the graduate career year, and that now should be available, according to Director Sparrow, sort of the middle of the year. So we'll look forward to that. And they've also been working on having more workshops, which are really popular among graduate students. There have been about 4 workshops a year on applying for non-academic jobs. And there have also been about 5 workshops a year on finding international positions for graduate students. And they're trying to get more ideas as they go along. So as far as the other things that are still listed in the GCI, they're listed here. There's about 10 main points, and I'll just go through them quickly. These are all things to think about, you know, if you have experience in these areas or think that those things should be added to this list of things that are in the GCI. So just quickly, they are primarily the establishment of a graduate resource center, which is really a place where career services for graduate students can be located, perhaps in the new student center. Increased academic career resources, so for people going into academic careers, more resources in conjunction with the individual departments available for students at new locations. That area is primarily, those services are primarily provided now by the individual departments as well as the Center for Teaching Excellence. Graduate students want to see more information available for graduate student spouses who come here and are looking for jobs in the Ithaca area. We're also looking for more information on internships and matching services for internships. We want to see more career workshops on things like resume building. We've also liked to see an expanded alumni database for networking. We'd also like to find a way to provide sources of legal advice or references to legal advice, especially for international students. We'd like to see an entrepreneurship program that's available to graduate students, similar to the one that's already been started in the Johnson School, so an extension of that to the larger graduate community. And the last few points, we'd like to have an expanded networking website, as well as a career survey of recent graduates to find out what they would have benefited from before graduation, how we would use career services overall in the graduate point. And that's about it for career services. So on this slide, I just have a few things we might want to think about as we break down into smaller groups tonight. Primarily, what other services, besides those that I've already mentioned, would you like to see and like to have available as career services for graduate students? And among the things that I did mention are the things that you utilize that they do have available at the university and how might they be improved, including workshops. And then lastly, just a plug for, in general, trying to incorporate the graduate community initiative goals into the greater university strategic plan. Directors of our community to me that they really feel that they need at least two funding for two more full-time staff members at Career Services in order to meet the needs that we request in this GCI. And if we incorporate our views into the strategic plan, maybe we can help support that as funding is considered into the future.
All right, and so the final two issues that were introduced in the document is, the first one is integrating the graduate and professional student community with, and then the other issue. So overall, the integration of the graduate and professional student community looks to how to generate a more cohesive body across the entire campus unit. And so one of the first things is to discuss the construction of graduate student housing communities, and these are designed to be more of a university undergraduate style in order to promote, as the first years come in, a more cohesive body across not only departments but colleges. Better communication between departments to determine what's on. This is to provide a listserv or a resource where graduate students can go to determine where workshops or different seminars are actually going on around campuses. The third point was leveraging of international student skills because of the very high number of international graduate students. They each bring unique aspects from Cornell University, and this was to promote diversity within the student body. There's the discussion of development of a mentorship network between both faculty and grad students, and also grad students and undergrads, to break the barriers between the faculty pool and graduate students, and also to integrate more of graduate students' expertise with undergraduate partners. Broad-based teaching workshops to incorporate best practices across fields. So this would be indicating that workshops would be put on by members who are involved in analytical chemistry labs in the vet school, as well as analytical chemistry labs within chemical engineering. Academic and professional job training, which is handled traditionally through the career services. Increasing the value of minor community committee members to offset potential advisor hazards. So this is to empower more of your minor committee to create a balancing force just in case your advisor is incapable of mentoring you in the proper way that you're seeking out. And then the final 2 points was to investigate ways to credit graduate students for extracurricular activities, so actually like what we're doing here tonight. And the last one is to support a larger social event that promotes cohesion. So these include the Big Red Barn, the Grad Ball, the events that orientation put on during their first year. And so then the final slide is the broader issues that are also addressed in it. And these include very broad-stroking issues that look at housing, childcare, diversity, transportation and environment, and professional schools and satellite campuses. And I went through those kind of quickly because in the document itself there are some very key specific points, but it's also very general in these regards. So the reason why we presented all of this to you today is that we want to hear your feedback on what this document says and where you think the graduate community should be within 5 to 10 years and what services you need on campus. In order to do that, we provided just a small worksheet that had room for both notes that you'll be taking while discussing with both administrators and students, and then also 5 key issues that you feel you'd like to see in a strategic plan that will be used as a roadmap for the university for years to come. So the plan for tonight is that we're going to break into 4 smaller groups that are be discussing basically the 4 areas that we kind of discussed. The first 3 were the what Krishna, Billy, and I discussed, and then the final one is the list right here. And so the Mike Walsh volunteered to do the last 5 here because he's been involved intimately on many of these issues. And so what we're planning to do now is just to split into very informal groups for how many minutes? 20 minutes? For about 20 minutes. And in that, what we're going to do is just going to have the 4 of us stand in 4 different corners of the room. And we encourage the administrators to distribute to where they think their strengths are to answer questions or to ask questions of the student body to get feedback. And then we ask the students, once they feel that they get a feel for what is going on in one area, or if they feel that they can't provide enough expertise or input in one area, just to move to the next group and kind of start listening in and provide there. It's kind of very informal and very fluid, so I hope that you'll feel comfortable in discussing with your academic and also your administrative peers. So what we're going to have is we're going to have Billy over by the food table, so she might be the most popular. And then we're going to have Mike over by the coffee and lemonade, so he's probably going to pop or two. And Krishna will be up here by the piano, and then I'll be over by the projector. And so we'll distribute here, and then just distribute yourself, mingle, feel free to get food, and ask questions and get input and try to fill out the worksheet. Oh, sorry, yes, topics. I went by people. So Billy will be covering what she discussed with the career services, so she'll be over by the food table. Mike will be covering the broader scope of the childcare, housing, transportation, and environment. And Krishna will be discussing the graduate community space, and then I will be discussing how to broader create a more cohesive community on campus. All right. So you shall distribute, and feel free to walk about.
There you go. That's your card. Thank you. You're welcome. Just people. Okay. Amy told me that she was able to download the PDF.
All right, well, I hope that the small group discussion was informative and you were able to provide input and feedback. And so right now what we're going to do is we're going to start formulating a list of the comments that you received and what you think are most important for us to focus on in putting into the strategic plan itself. Is this mic on first?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Can I have a question?
Yes, this list and the accompanying PowerPoint slide will be available on the website after the meeting, and then we'll also circulate it to the GPSA listeners.
Thank you.
And so the format of this is we're going to allow people to raise an issue that they think that should be appropriate to put on as a comment, and if people want to respond, we're going to try to limit the response to eight other people. So if you raise an issue, then eight other people can discuss it. And then after that, we're going to just take a formal, informal hand vote. And if a majority of people believe we should move on, we'll just move on to a different topic. So this is just so we don't get stuck discussing one single topic for the rest of the evening. And so I would welcome anybody to raise an issue that they discussed in the small groups that they feel that the graduate community should try to get to put into the strategic plan. So it's just open floor. You raise your hand and we'll recognize you. Don't be shy. Srish.
I'm talking about basically a group over there where we're coming to discuss the food center. And some of the things discussed were obviously the budgetary concerns that highlighted in the back of our PowerPoint. But one thing we can do is incrementally improve the bigger line in the near future before we figure out for the long term to get the food center. One of the ideas that the Hubble actually helped us out with was that we could use alternate locations on campus. For example, sometimes bigger barns need filming, and so that is quite a larger venue. So if there are special events at the barn, maybe we could make use of that. The other thing would be to increase the place where we have our voting member meeting and then build upwards. Or expand the room a little bit. And so these are sort of less expensive additions to the barn to make it a better student center for us. But we definitely have to include the student center as included into the strategic plan document. I think it's way below far to get our and if we're going to, for future, we're tracking the rest, right, graduate students, we need to fill it up.
Does anybody have any comments to follow up or any other topics to discuss? Ben?
I was in the other issues group, and
what I heard a theme that came up again and again was overall community building. And I think the point raised that having a space is sort of a prerequisite for that community building might be sort of a theme that could be a sustainable goal, a strategic goal of we want to build the community, and here's a bunch of ways we think we can do that, including the space and some housing discussion that we had, and perhaps other issues.
So you're saying that in order to build community, you need an actual space to start an office?
I think that's an aspect of the community building that's essential.
Anyone else?
And just sort of in that same theme, I think also not only having a common physical space, but also having some sort of a common cyber space. That would be a career system maybe over there. And one thing we kind of started realizing is that there's all these services and pieces of information available to us. They're sort of come from all different scattered sources, all these newsletters, all these websites, and all these different groups on campus. And there's no sort of consolidated space for us to conveniently see what's going on when and where. And so if we had a common website, that maybe had a really good consolidated calendar, that would really help. Sort of like a virtual bulletin board, clear.
Does anybody here actually use the events calendar that's available from Cornell Post? Is everyone aware of it? It's on the main webpage. You can just sometimes click and then there's events there. So the GPSA also tries to maintain a community virtual space. So there is a GPSA Facebook as well as a GPSA blog. The GPSA blog is upkept by Ben Hebner. And most of the Facebook events are... I received multiple emails from both Erica and Suresh, so... we try to promote community as well. Is there any other issues that people feel that we should try to incorporate into the strategic plan? Any points that you raised?
That I didn't think were addressed in the four groups that might be worth some discussion are any issues of pay and benefits that would be required for the university to maintain a competitive graduate student body, and if there are any academic kind of support issues, whether that's the way that faculty committees are structured or interact with graduate students or any other academic issues. It's been very student life focused. But I don't know if the graduate students have any specific or even general comments, strategically thinking about what committees are, how they work, or, I mean, not the limit conversation, but broadly.
I just want to say that I agree with Ben's point, and I think a lot of the strategic plan that Provost Fox and Professor Waller and the Strategic Planning Committee is working on right now relates to the academics, and while I think our students like issues are important. I think if we're talking about issues that are going, that we're hoping for some integration into the strategic plan, it might be the academic topic that I just spoke about might be more appropriate.
Okay. I want to wanted to point out here that graduate students aren't necessarily on their own in this one. The pay and benefits affect, of course, also all the employees in Cornell. And last year was particularly difficult, not only in terms of seeing compensation rates, which is based on, say, the rate of inflation, but also in hiring and in filling spots that are desperately needed. One of the things we see in graduate student departments is smaller entry classes as a result, for the most part. I've seen this across the board in the humanities field I represent. I think possibly one thing this is raising is that we ought to think about how we can reach out to our peers or our seniors in the faculty center. So it seems to me that we have a lot jointly riding on this issue.
To kind of further this, in the back. I actually have behind.
Our research, our coursework, or colleagues. And I think that's a certain issue that needs to be addressed because there is just what was described in our group as passive sources of mental health support, which needs to be more active, probably encouraged more within individual departments, getting faculty on board and watching out for certain issues here and there. Finally, I think we came to the point of diversity. And diversity is one of those funny words that's hard to describe. But we are the most diverse constituency here at this university. And I think we can be a really powerful force here at Cornell. I think we can become more diverse in many respects and a much more stronger group, a stronger cohort of graduates if we can attract and retain some of the better graduates, some of the better prospects that are out there. Through a variety of different levels, demonstrating that we do have support for students with families. We do have support for international students. We do have support for our female colleagues who are going into what has been traditionally been a male-dominated academic culture. So there's a lot of different ways that we can address that and start to think about in terms of diversity. And I think it's an issue to think about in terms of what we expect of community and how we feel ourselves in the community. It's that word again that keeps coming up. It's how do we see ourselves as a community? How do we better ourselves? How do we become more stronger members of the Cornell community?
Brian just wanted to respond to the mental health.
Thank you. So I'm a member of the GPSA Mental Health Committee, and the committee has at least the last two meetings have met with both Gannett to see about their current services for graduate students as well as for the peer group years and their services for graduate students. So what's going to happen next is committee hopefully is meeting next week where we're going to pull those and then present the committee's plan to the GPSA about where to move forward as far as the mental healthcare for graduate students, what it is now, and where we'd like to see it next. So,
Ed, and then Nighthawk will have the closing remarks.
So I participated in a little bit of the section that Preston was leading, which was dealing with integrated graduate professional community, and that word of how we can better bring ourselves together. And one of the topics which was brought up was instead of orientation activities, introducing people together and making it a more distinct, prolonged integration between different disciplines. And I think this might actually mesh well with the draft for the strategic plan, and that if Cornell could leverage the strengths of its professional tools along with the pure research side and integrate these disciplines together to create an innovative and distinctive education experience at Cornell, as well as bringing people together who might not necessarily intermingle. An example of that would be an engineer taking a business school class or a scientist taking a law school class, and maybe making a more formal program for this set of courses that could be for a certificate or something. And so you would have a sustained interaction with people from different fields of business like living. Just to follow that up quickly, I think there was one point in the GCI about kind of a teaching development program, future faculty preparation, but also focus on you developing yourself here as a teacher, building upon the work that Cornell has done so far with the Center for Teaching Excellence. And I think that that has also been mentioned in the future as well.
All right, and then Nighthawk?
I appreciate Ed's comment. I think it gets maybe a little more toward where my comment is coming from. Creston answered at the beginning of this town hall meeting this evening to consider the question, where should we be in 5 to 10 years? And also keeping the strategic plan in mind, and then we'll try and provide feedback to the strategic plan. I've heard a lot of good discussion in Larson about concerns we have in meeting topics we're not focused on. I haven't heard as much about what I will be able to identify as actionable items. Something that, if we're talking about providing advice to a strategic plan, to go and say, hey, this is one specific thing that we think could really help us achieve some of the concerns that we've been discussing. And, Preston provided you with the with these sheets that are back there, if you haven't, on the table back there, if you haven't pulled them out, I'd really encourage you. There's a spot for 5 items. If you want to detail a few actionable items, addressing this question, where should we be in 5-10 years? What are those incremental steps that we can take? I think Srish was talking about the incremental steps that he made his comments. What are those incremental steps we can take to get where we're going specifically, realizing that we are reimagining Cornell, or at least that's our goal, and to keep in mind, you know, the constraints that we're under, but also how we can move forward. And I did hear a lot of actionable things spoken about in the three groups that I walked around to, so please allow those to come out, they come out in this forum with your comments, and we'll work on it.
And with that, that concludes the town hall portion. As Nighthawk mentioned, we will be collecting all of the worksheets and we'll be looking through all of the items. And what's going to come out of this town hall is a resolution that will be presented at the next GPSA voting body meeting in an attempt to get the ideas and opinions of the graduate student reflected in the strategic plan itself. So thank you all for coming, and I know a lot of administrators are pressed for time, so they'll probably be excused for the discussion of the revamping of our own internal charter. But for graduate students who are interested in staying around, we will begin this discussion, and I turn the floor back over to Erica.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and let Chris Clark present Resolution 12 in the discussion.
Thanks, Erica. Thank you all for coming. I'll comment short. Resolution 12 deals with the graduate student activity fee. Those of you are familiar with the fee, it's something you pay every semester. Maybe after the year, $38, $76 total. That goes for the variety of called byline center organizations. That's something have some benefits that the community are not going to run together with other organizations working in public. The resolution here concerns a very simple tweak in the language of the charter to make our lives at CPSA much easier as we go on the activity fee when it comes up for renewal again in 2 years. And that simple tweak is that we also have the current charter language that the activity fee is even $4, $4, and $6. It sounds good to them to be spending it. Or rather recommending to the board of trustees that CPSA should be, it was a challenge to get to no more than $76 or $74.50. Under the charter language, you have to go down to $74 or go up to $76. And the $6 graduation and the company money, $6,000 in play here. And also desire to balance the purpose of the CPSA funding the organization that presents benefits to graduation with the obligations we made fiscal stewards aware of the money from the $76. So this meeting with my constituents here and some of the advisory and voting body members, this simple tweak making it a whole dollar amount can really go a long way in 2 years to set that $76 a grant. So with this essentially means that we had this year we're going to set that $75 or $77 rather than having to go. Simply focusing on speaking one line in the charter about 3 words a day, that could be to be a whole dollar amount, and not $15.
Are there any questions about that? Yes.
My understanding is an artifact of the time.
It was actually a conference speech. The Office of the Bursar asked, it was for the undergraduates when they were still doing like spreadsheet stuff by hand before they were doing it electronically. There was a request that, two things. One, they were getting 50 cent increments. They were getting 50 cent increments. There wasn't even a whole dollar amount paid on the first semester basis. And they just didn't want that complication to get by hand spreadsheet, and also there was concerns that parents of undergraduates with our activity fees would institute in 93 where the undergraduates were paying the 70 or something because the CFA was much before the CFA, and there was concerns that parents would be calling in and saying, well, what is the 60-pound charge on my tuition? The Bursar office no longer has those concerns, either of those concerns, and the Vice President of Student Academic and Services, as well as the Vice President of Planning and Budget, have authorized this change for the GPSA. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
President, is this the only document that mentions the even whole number? Because there are multiple. There's a shot of the two documents that have my own funding.
I can talk about four documents that in theory would be coming out amending. This is the only one my detailed reading, or what I consider to be detailed reading of the document that actually spent the 500 whole dollar. The charter just says the bylaw funding allocation is the same weight as the charter, the bylaw funding allocation.
Make sure we didn't have to change multiple documents.
Maybe.
Okay. So we will be voting on that the next voting council meeting on March 15th, and that's also when we will have the outcome of this town hall.
Madam Chairman, if we have a quorum, could I have a motion for us to vote on that right now?
No, you can't. If you try to change, you have to do it one meeting after.
Withdrawn.
Yes, and I just wanted to add that after this meeting, we will only have one more meeting, one more discussion meeting, so that will be on April 5th. So we have one discussion meeting on April 5th and two more voting meetings for the year. And April 5th is also going to be, yes, the elections for voting council and executive members for, no, voting council members for next year. And executive members will be voted in on April 19th, I believe. Right? Yes. Okay, that's voting council meeting. Okay, so we have about eight more minutes. It's technically open forum if anyone wants to broach another topic of discussion. Okay, yes?
Quick announcement real quick. I was in the forum, the town hall mentioned someone else during training course with your Cornell. I'll just make an announcement. Change was for a course I took last year, and that offer is next year. Then teaching an excellent does offer a professional development course here specifically towards teaching research and higher education. So I will admit it's not as comprehensive as private industry or government, for example, but it's something open to all residents at Cornell that gives a baseline for the future faculty member in higher education. It offers the kind of teaching excellence. My hospital is now, my student, my general education is now very, very good as I was here. If anyone would like to know more, including the syllabus, if you like one, my CEC on the board.
I just wanted to mention, someone mentioned having more entrepreneurship as part of the GCI, and I just want to say there is this celebration program that's coming up through the business school, and as far as I can see from looking at the panels, it is incredibly interdisciplinary, and there seems to be a lot of involvement from other departments. So I just wanted to say, if you don't know about that yet, I think it's on April 15th and 16th, and it will be going out as part of the announcement for next GPSA info as well.
I guess if I can put just a quick plug in for the blog, if people hear about cool things that might be interest to the general graduate community, please feel free to either send it to me or make a blog post. If you don't know how to make a blog post, I think at the moment all these voting members are set up, but if anyone else wants to make a blog post, email me on dbh32, and I think that's a great venue for us to publicize things that the entire graduate community might be interested in. I guess I have two announcements during open forum if it's relevant to me to speak now. One is, so we have a wonderful blog set up by Ben Hagner, which allows us to discuss issues related to our own campus governance. Ben also just set up for us a blog for the Ivy Summit, which is all of our peer institutions at the other side of Ivy League schools and MIT. And so this is the forum that just started less than a week ago, really, and we're going to be using this forum to communicate with our colleagues in student government at some of the other Ivy League schools. So I just wanted to let you know that, because I think that's a great opportunity for us to get really good ideas from other graduate student bodies for what they're doing to serve their constituents. So just wanted to throw that out there and make you aware of it. The other is what Yoshenny and Steve talked about earlier this evening is We are moving forward with this working group that focuses on how to engage advisory body members more in the GPSA. I feel strongly feel that we're not integrating these two seemingly disparate or bifurcated bodies of the voting council and the advisory body strong enough. And so we'll be meeting tomorrow morning in the lobby outside of the Mann Library at 9 a.m. If any of you are interested in meeting with us, discussing the issue further, the seven of us who are on the working group will be there. We'll be happy to hear your ideas. You can speak to me afterwards if you want more information on
The GPSA ad hoc mental health committee will be meeting most likely next Monday at 5:30 in the Big Red Barn. So if mental health care is of concern to you, I encourage you to please come and join us.
Okay, anyone else have anything to say? Great, we are. Yep, most great. And we're 3 minutes early, so that's great.
Thank you everyone for coming and giving us some of the extra time. I really appreciate it.
Yes, there's still food left, so please feel free to go do a little bit more snacking before you leave for the night.
Oh, everyone, if you have your sheets with your ideas or the notes you took during your group, please bring them back.
Hi, I'm Mitch. We're from Mississauga. We're from Biomedical Engineering.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
We have never come before. Do we have to sign in somewhere? Or like?
Are you guys on the list already?
No, we weren't.
No, okay, just and do you have representatives from Biomedical Engineering?
No, this is actually, I think, our first time signing someone.
Okay, yeah, so then just go ahead and write your names down, and I'll add you to your rep.
Okay. Also,
fantastic, yeah.
What do we have to do as far as using the funding that we get from the GSA?
Oh, okay. You have to make sure your organization fills out that form.
Yeah, we have the ethical, that's on file, I think, if you could show.
Okay.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.